Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a three-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited, thrilled, delighted to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful afternoon. We have a lot to get into in today's show. Let me notify you. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Matt Evans of Channel 9 is going to be on the show. He is covering everything regarding the Missouri Senate. We'll get more into that coming up in just a bit, but the Missouri Senate is trying to figure out a package that would help pay for the Royals' new stadium and also the Chiefs' new stadium, but as expected, they are running into some complications. Matt Evans is going to explain what those complications are. We are also going to be joined by the mayor of Kansas City, Quentin Lucas, will be on the show at 3 o'clock. We'll talk to him about that. We'll also get updated on a lot of other things that are happening in the city. It feels like we are very close to the streets opening up. There's a lot of other things going on. We'll catch up with the mayor of Kansas City coming up in exactly 1 hour. And really excited to tell you guys that at 5 o'clock, Josh Simmons is going to be on the show. The Chiefs' first-round offensive tackle, Josh Simmons, is going to be on the show coming up at 5 o'clock today. So go tell all of your Chiefs friends about it. We will start with the schedule and with the Chiefs coming up in just a bit. But before we do any of that, I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you to listen into The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. And I also need you to tell one friend to check out the show. It'd be great if you told two friends, but you know what? Beggars can't be choosers. If you could just tell one person to check out the show, you know what? I would be appreciative if you did that. This is where I would like to start today's show. The schedule release is confirming something that I think we have known about the Kansas City Chiefs for quite some time. When the NFL has an idea and something that they need to sell to investors and or television partners, the Cowboys are usually somewhere in the mix. They are perceived to be America's team, the team that moves the needle, the team that is now standing alongside them and in a lot of ways has passed the Dallas Cowboys is the Kansas City Chiefs. Think about what we've seen over the course of the last handful of seasons when Thursday Night Football was being shopped around by everybody. A lot of your standard traditional television companies were not interested anymore in Thursday Night Football, whether it was ESPN, Fox, ABC, a lot of people wouldn't touch it. Amazon was very interested in the Thursday Night Football package. Who did they pitch for that idea? They pitched Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes going up against Justin Herbert, sold. Thursday Night Football, their first game with Amazon Prime, included the Kansas City Chiefs. the NFL got burned on Black Friday. They invested in Aaron Rodgers the first time they had that idea. It was the Jets and the Dolphins. Well, the Dolphins were pretty good. The Jets didn't have Aaron Rodgers. They got egg on their face. Amazon went back to the NFL and asked, hey, it didn't work out for us. Can we do something a little bit different? We want a better game than what we got. Who do you got? Well, we want Kansas City. We want Chiefs and Raiders because maybe the Raiders won't be good. We know Kansas City is going to be good. We know that they're going to be a marquee team. We know they're going to drive interest, and America watches the Kansas City Chiefs. Fast forward. The NFL sells a Christmas Day package. They sell two games to Netflix. What was their crown jewel of it? It was the Kansas City Chiefs and their matchup against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Fast forward to this year and how the schedule came together. The Chiefs are playing on their two marquee days this year. The NFL's first international game is the Kansas City Chiefs. They're trying something they've never tried before. They are giving a game to YouTube, not just YouTube TV. I mean regular YouTube, the same app that your kids watch Bluey on, the same app that you randomly watch music videos. Yes, they are selling the first Chiefs game of the season to Google, to YouTube. Another massive day for the NFL. In fact, the biggest day of the regular season, they are selling Chiefs and Cowboys to it. Now, on one side, I'm a little bit surprised that they decided to burn that card on that day. It is the most watched regular season game of the year, regardless of how good the Cowboys are and regardless of how good the Giants are. Let me give you an example. For the five most watched regular season games in the history of the NFL, three of them are the 2021 Cowboys game on Thanksgiving, the 2022 Cowboys game on Thanksgiving, and the 2023 Cowboys game. Another one, just for an historical reference for some of the older football fans out there, it's the 85 Bears on Monday Night Football when they had a chance to go undefeated. So we are talking about the most watched games in NFL history. They are Cowboys Thanksgiving games in the regular season. They decided to put the Chiefs on that ticket. They are not just going for a lot of people watching it. They are going for the most people watching it. I think there is a very strong chance, especially if everything lines itself up perfectly. Dak Prescott is healthy. The Cowboys are a good team. Patrick Mahomes is healthy. The Chiefs continue to be the team that we know that they've been over the last 5, 6, 7 years or so. I think we're talking about 50 million, maybe 55 million people watching a regular season game. Right now, the record is 44. I don't think you get that with the Cowboys and another combination of team. I don't think you get that if it's Cowboys Commanders. I don't think you get that if it's the Cowboys and the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. I think you only get that if it is Dallas and Kansas City, the two most talked about, the two most polarizing teams, America's teams. You have the Dallas Cowboys, who have been the most popular team in the NFL since the 90s, and then you have the most dominant team of the times. You got the star power and Patrick Mahomes going back to play at the Cowboys Stadium for the first time, the last time that Travis Kelce will play in that stadium. I'm assuming that Taylor Swift will be there. When you combine all of those things, we are talking about what will likely be the most watched regular season game in the history of the league. And oh yeah, they're also playing on Christmas Day. They're also playing on Christmas. So Netflix has their two games early in the day, and then Amazon goes back to old trusty. Hey, whenever we know we need ratings, when we need a big number, what team are we going to use? What golf club are we going to pull out of the bag? We're going back to the Kansas City Chiefs. The schedule release is simply confirming something that has been building and building and building. When the NFL has an idea and something that they need to sell, they are using the Chiefs to sell that idea. They are the team right now. I don't want to hear about what the Cowboys did back in 1995 or 1997. We're talking about the here. We're talking about the now. We're talking about what's it, what's trendy, what generates conversation, what leads pop culture, and it is the Kansas City Chiefs. Look no further than the television ratings. Look no further than what the NFL is telling you as they are putting this piece of this puzzle together and what games they believe America will watch and what teams they believe in. That's what the schedule confirms. The schedule confirms what teams they think will be good. It also confirms what teams they think we want to watch. And they are telling you that America is really, really interested in the Kansas City Chiefs. So we'll continue to see how the rest of the schedule breaks down. They have some really, really good games this year. The first game of the season is an international game against the Chargers. They then come home for the season opener against the Philadelphia Eagles. They got a nationally televised game against the Giants. I know the Giants aren't the best team, but it's also the New York market. You got Sunday Night Football against the Lions this year. You got Christmas Day. You got Thanksgiving. The Chiefs are going to play in some of the biggest and most marquee matchups of the NFL season. That is just what we have come to expect. All right, Rob, coming up in just a bit, coming up on the other side, we'll talk about this Missouri bill. We'll talk about what the Senate is discussing and if they are possibly going to get this thing signed. We'll also be joined by Matt Evans of Channel 9 News. That's all coming up. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
For the first time in a long time, I'm willing to dream that this can be a special season for the Missouri Tigers.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5 The Fan.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
All right, we are still waiting for the complete Chiefs schedule to be released. The NFL does a lot of things correctly. I'm not really sure why they do the schedule this way. It is very obvious that there are a lot of people that already have the schedule. I mean, that's how these leaks continue throughout the day, and then they also leak the schedule and parts of it themselves. I mean, at this point, we have over half of the Chiefs games. So this is everything we know that has already been confirmed at this point. Week one, they will play the Chargers in Brazil. The home opener this year will be against the Philadelphia Eagles. In week three, the Chiefs will go on the road to the New York Giants. They then play the Ravens in week four. They play Jacksonville in week five. They then play the Lions on Sunday Night Football. We're still trying to figure out week seven. Week eight will be the Chiefs' bye week. So if you are wondering when the Chiefs' bye week will be, it'll be the weekend of October 25th, 26th. It'll be around that time. They then come off of the bye week. They play the Bills and the Commanders in back-to-back weeks. They play the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. They play the Christmas Day game against the Denver Broncos. So we already have a pretty good understanding of what the schedule looks like for the Kansas City Chiefs. And Rob, I'm guessing that between now and the end of the show, we will probably have 80, 90% of the schedule filled in. Someone's going to leak when they play the Titans. Someone's going to leak when they play a divisional matchup. So there's just not a whole lot that we are trying to figure out. Let me ask you this question, and then we'll move on and talk about this bill before we're joined by Matt Evans of Channel 9. If I had to give you two free tickets right now to a Chiefs home game, which one appeals to you the most? Because this is another year that this is a really good home schedule for the Kansas City Chiefs. Like a really good one. You got the home opener against Philadelphia. You got Sunday Night Football against the Detroit Lions. You got a Christmas night game against the Denver Broncos. There are three or four really good games on the Chiefs schedule. If I offered you free tickets right now, which game would you take?
I would take Sunday night against the Lions. That'd be the one I take. I think it's between that and Monday night against the Commanders. Because you got to figure, these are teams that don't come to Kansas City all that often, and they are two of the more exciting offenses in the NFL, and they were two of the better teams in the NFC, and it's prime time at Arrowhead, so you get kind of a full day to go enjoy it. I think Sunday Night Football at Arrowhead is a better time than Monday Night Football because you got to leave work early, the whole thing. So if you gave me two freebies for a game at Arrowhead, I would probably take the Lions game number one, but a close second, based on what I know about the schedule, is the Commanders game, because I like the uniqueness of those games. Like the Bills are in town every year at this point. They are a staple of the home schedule, or they're on the schedule in some form or fashion. So yeah, I would take Lions then Commanders 1-2.
Let me read to you guys some tweets from Todd Palmer, friend of the show, Todd Palmer. I know he hasn't come on three times, but I'm going to go ahead and give Todd Palmer honorary friend of the show. He tweeted out that the Missouri Senate will discuss the amended Senate State Bill 80, which would provide a star bond-like tool for stadium developments in the state of Missouri. But what Todd Palmer is hearing, that it is not likely to pass. Senate members remain unhappy that the bill killed a capital implication spending bill last week. It also continues, some Senate members are also bitter that they weren't included in the discussion beforehand. This bill did pass in the Missouri House. It also goes on to say that at least one local senator does not plan to vote for the amended bill unless it is somehow tied to property tax relief in Jackson County. You guys know, for those of you that live in Jackson County, they messed up a lot of people's property taxes. It seems very unlikely to have that done between now and the end of the week. The Missouri session closes Friday at 3:00. It does not sound like they are close to getting a deal done and finding something that all parties can agree to. Let me read to you guys a couple of quotes, because it sounds very, very similar to what we saw with the people. I know that there has been a push to try to blame this on Casey Tenet or blame this on this group. No, I think that this is a very, very big issue that a lot of people are split on. So I'm going to read to you these are two politician quotes. Quote, this is from a state rep. His name is Chris Brown. Quote, I cannot imagine the economic landscape without the Chiefs and the Royals in Missouri. But more than that, the Royals and the Chiefs are literally a part of us to some degree. They are woven within the fabric within the state of Missouri. And they have a group of people in this story that are talking about how important it is to keep the teams in Missouri. And then you got somebody on the other side. Quote, these are fear-mongering suggestions that the Chiefs and the Royals might also leave. It is unfair and conniving. Quote, I don't like making decisions because someone has put my back up against the wall. This is a state representative, I am assuming, will likely vote no on this. That sounds like what we heard from a lot of citizens as well. I'm reading this story. Some people don't like the fact that tax dollars are being used to help billion-dollar entities pay for their stadiums, and they feel like the teams should pay for it themselves. That's what we heard a lot of citizens say during this process as well. We have a saying on this show. We mostly say this privately. We don't really say it publicly on the show because I don't really know why we would. But we can cry and complain about the way we think should be, or we can deal with the way that things are. We all feel this way in any walk of life. Man, I wish it was like this, but it ain't. So you can be mad about how you think something should be, or you can deal with it and try to make the best out of it. Yes, in an ideal world, they would not take our tax dollars and give it to the Chiefs or the Royals to pay for 70% of their stadium. That's not how it should work, ideally. But it's also the real world. And it is very, very simple. If you don't want to pay for these team stadiums, there is another city that will. Now, this is not me telling you that I think the Chiefs are moving to Nashville or that I think the Royals are moving to San Antonio. No, no, no. The threat here is a much more local threat, and some of you just don't care. Hey, I don't care if the team is in Overland Park. I don't care if the team is in Wyandotte County. I don't care if the team is over on 135th and Metcalf. I can still watch them on television. I can still drive out to the stadium. They're still going to be a part of our community, so I don't really care where the teams are. That's a fine stance to have. Some people care very much where the teams are, whether it is having them in their own backyard in Kansas or keeping them over on the Missouri side. But I think we all can agree, the plan is not to move the Chiefs or the Royals outside of our area, outside of the metro, or outside of our community. So Missouri is more within its right to feel this way. Hey, we don't want to pay for the stadiums. We think you guys should pay for the stadiums. Then they aren't staying. Simple. They're not staying then. You can complain about how it's unfair and call it conniving and fear-mongering and all of these things, and I don't like making a decision when someone has my back up against the wall. That's perfectly fine. Then you should be prepared to help them move across state line, and they're going to play in Wyandotte County or Johnson County then. It's that simple. You don't get five or six chances to say no to the billion-dollar company. You've already said no to them once. In pretty embarrassing and resounding fashion. It wasn't like it was a close, narrow vote. No, you lost decisively and told them no the first time. Now they're listening. Now they're shopping their offers. Now they're talking to Wyandotte County. Now they're talking to Johnson County. Now they're looking for the best possible deal. You're going to continue to give them more and more reasons to listen to Kansas and take the deal that is proposed? Okay, I would say that you're playing a very dangerous game, a game that you've already lost one time with the St. Louis Rams. You're prepared to lose that game again? That's not a game that I'd be very interested in playing if I was a politician, but I'm also not a politician. I'm a radio host. I just try to talk to the politicians. We got one coming up on the show in 35 minutes. So this representative, I'd be happy to have them on the show. They denounce fear-mongering that the Chiefs or Royals might leave and call it unfair and conniving. I don't think it's fear-mongering from the Chiefs. The Chiefs, yeah, they can say one thing. It is clear that the Chiefs have been openly engaged with the state of Kansas about the possibility. And we all know that the Kansas is a viable option. You might be the most Missouri person through and through. I mean, it ain't a bad plan they got. Their plan is to pay for 70% of the stadium and put it next to a NASCAR track and an infrastructure that already has a shopping center, and they're building an amusement park around it. I mean, it ain't the worst possible idea and plan in the world. I see why a team would be very interested in moving out there. All the infrastructure is there. All the room is there. All the space is there that they need. Only thing they're missing is the stadium part of things. So you can continue to play this game if you want to and not pass bills and continue to kick the can down the road. You then can't be mad when one day we get the alert and the press release that the Chiefs are done dealing with you, that they're done dealing with Jackson County, they're done dealing with the state of Missouri, and they are exclusively negotiating with the state of Kansas. You can then look back and say you had a chance to do something about it and you chose to do nothing.
I feel like the story we are hearing out of the Missouri State Senate, at least today and after the show yesterday, because remember, when we signed off yesterday, the story was, hey, this bill passed the House of Representatives in the Missouri State House, and it is headed toward the Senate, and it is an opportunity to pay for 50%. Me and you argued about 50 versus 70 with Kansas Star Bonds versus the Missouri bill, but it felt like, and I said this on the show, for the first time in since the vote, the state of Missouri has punched back. Not 24 hours later. We talked about that at 5:30 yesterday. We are not 24 hours removed, and the Missouri side is doing what the Missouri side has been doing basically since the vote failed, which is not getting out of its own way. You're telling me there are politicians in the Senate who are going to vote no to this as some sort of recompense for what happened last week of the different bill? You have some claiming this is fear-mongering. You have some trying to attach a poison pill to amendment to it, saying that the state has to fix Jackson County and Frank White's problem. They're doing this because they know it's not going to pass. It's just they're discussing for the sake of discussing, but I have a hunch come Monday or maybe 3 o'clock Friday, me and you are going to get the press release, the news release, the breaking news sounder that says Missouri fumbled again. They had this bill in the state Senate and it didn't pass. And we are going to have another turnstile, another timeline of, hey, Missouri can't get their ducks in a row. Kansas has a plan. That feels like the conversation we have had ad nauseum about these stadiums ever since the vote failed. Vote fails, Missouri in chaos, Kansas, concise message. I understand why people don't want the Chiefs across state line. I get why Missouri hardliners don't want them to leave. And I get why politicians don't want them to leave, like Mayor Q. But one house appears to be on fire, and one seems to be all pulling in the same direction. It feels like the momentum is with the group that is on the same page, because what we've learned today is Missouri isn't.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, the Royals can leave all they want. They've been the worst team in baseball the last 30 years. What city other than this one is going to continue to support their ineptitude? You can feel that way about the Royals. I'm not here to tell anybody how they feel. They don't have a plan in place to keep either team. It's not like right now we're hearing, we will not lose the Kansas City Chiefs. We will do everything in our power to keep the NFL in the state of Missouri. So you can have that feeling about the Royals. And I understand that a lot of people's feelings for the 3/8 cent sales tax was about, we don't want a new stadium in the crossroads. You're allowed to feel this way. Missouri is in the process of losing both of them. They do not have a plan in place to keep the Kansas City Chiefs on the state in the state of Missouri, and Kansas does. I don't know what the state of Missouri's plan is to keep either team, what it is to keep the Royals or the Chiefs. I know pretty clearly what the plan is for the state of Kansas. So I don't know if at this point you can pick or choose, and well, we want to keep the Chiefs and we want to keep the Royals. They don't really seem to have their ducks in a row for keeping anybody outside of the Kansas City Current. Let's go to the phone lines right now and be joined by Matt Evans with KMBC Channel 9. Matt, happy to have you on the show today, man.
Hey, Carrington, how's it going?
Doing fantastic, man. So give us, as well as you can summarize it, what is happening right now. So my understanding is the Missouri Senate is having a conversation about a bill that would fund the stadiums, but it sounds like they're running into some problems.
That's right. So, yeah, actually, currently right now, I'm in Jefferson City right now at the state capitol. The Missouri Senate is talking about a bill that would put another abortion vote to the people in November or another time. But that is all wrapped up in all sorts of stuff here in Jefferson City. The stadium proposal itself is being negotiated in many senators' offices right now. There is, I've been told, essentially another 30 minutes of negotiating that's going to happen here in Jefferson City before they decide if they're going to bring this thing back up or not. They brought it up on the Senate floor last night. It was met with some fierce resistance for a whole lot of reasons, including the last-minute nature of it and some infighting between the House and the Senate itself. So the plan itself on the Missouri side, this was all kind of released by the governor yesterday. He pitched it to lawmakers yesterday morning. The House quickly passed it. Basically, the plan would help pay for about half the cost of a new stadium for the Royals and then a refurbished Arrowhead Stadium, so the Chiefs would be staying there. The overall cost still not exactly clear, but the money would cover annual bond payments for the stadium projects up to the amount that the team generated in state tax revenue for the year prior to applying for those incentives. So they would be eligible for about $50 million on top of that in tax credits for investing in their stadiums, too. So really, this is truly in response to what Kansas brought up with the Star Bond proposal last session, which ends, as we know, at the end of June. So this is essentially Missouri's shot back at Kansas for a way to try to keep these teams.
Can you help me understand, because you used the term last minute, can you help me understand how a proposal like this can be deemed by anybody in leadership to be last minute? They lost the vote over a year ago. How are they now in a rush and last second trying to get a bill done when Kansas seems like they've had their ducks in a row now for over a year when it comes to the Star Bonds, and they are a very serious threat to take both of the teams away? How can Missouri be in a last minute rush to try to get this thing accomplished?
Yes, certainly. I mean, that's what it seems. But we both know that there have been conversations happening in Jefferson City and with the teams kind of ever since that happened. The reason for the last minute push, I'm told, is because these proposals are not very popular in Jefferson City and in Topeka, giving that amount of money to people who already have lots of money, obviously, Royals and Chiefs ownership. So the thought behind it was we're going to play this very close to the vest. We're going to release it the last week of session. We're going to tack it on to another bill. It doesn't have to go through the hearing process. It doesn't have to go through the regular process that a typical bill would, since it's an amendment added on. And we're going to try to push this thing across the finish line. They thought they would get less resistance this way. However, the House last week on Friday essentially scuttled the $500 million in funding for a bunch of projects that the senators wanted. And the Senate is very upset about that. So they see sinking this bill as a potential way to get back at the House when it comes to a whole lot of infighting down here in Jeff City.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Evans from KMBC 9 News, just going through a lot of the information about this Senate bill, and we'll see if it gets passed in Missouri. I certainly understand the principle behind it. Hey, we don't want to give these billionaire teams a lot of money, but I mean, I think the people of Missouri also have to know, if you don't want to give them the money, there are plenty of other places that will give them the money. And I'm not talking about the Royals moving to Nashville or moving somewhere else, but I mean, if Missouri doesn't give them the money, then they essentially are not making a competitive offer to then keep them on this side of state line, and they are all but assured to go to Kansas.
Yeah, I mean, we've heard it lots and lots from both the team ownership. You know, this is a business decision. They're looking at it as a business decision, and if you or I had a business and somebody was offering a bunch of money for our business and then somebody wasn't offering anything, I mean, what deal are you going to take? You know, I mean, if you look at it from that way, it really makes sense from a dollars and cents standpoint. So, you know, these negotiations, while they continue here, you know, it's important to note, too, that this would also still have to include some local money involved in all of this to make these stadiums, you know, kind of go through. I'm sure that the mayor is going to talk about that here in a little bit with you. But, you know, as far as what that funding mechanism looks like, there's still a lot of questions about that, too. And, you know, all this has happened in the last week of session. The lawmakers got to be out of here by 6 p.m. on Friday. That's the constitutional deadline to pass any kind of legislation. And the governor has said, if you don't get this stadium thing done, I'm going to bring you back here for a special session, which would likely be in June. So, you know, he's pitched that idea. The lawmakers I've talked to today, at least on the House side, have been supportive of that. Senators have been pretty tight-lipped so far today as they're still negotiating to see if they can figure out how to get this thing through.
You don't sound very optimistic that this is going to pass in the next couple of days.
You know, I don't know. These things are tough to read. And I was talking to some folks today, and the House side, I've covered this building for 15 years now. So, you know, I kind of know how things work. And the House has always been fairly regimented in the way they do things. But the Senate has shifted and they change. And I mean, things there are a completely different story. So I could see this really going either way. But I will say, when I've talked to a couple of senators just briefly in the hallway, there was some frustration on their part in trying to figure out how they could get this thing across. So, you know, I've been told that they've kind of set themselves an internal deadline of 3 o'clock this afternoon, whether they're going to bring it back up on the floor today or not. That might mean that they just kind of give up on it, because there's a whole lot of other stuff they want to get done too by Friday at six. So this certainly could gum up some of the Republican priorities they do want to pass.
What does it mean if this bill? What does it mean if this bill passes? What does it mean if this bill fails?
Well, if it passes, it certainly gives the teams a lot more incentives to stay on the Missouri side of the state line. You know, I mean, I think they look at this, and while it's not exactly the Kansas Star Bonds plan, the funding mechanisms could get somewhat close to what Kansas is offering. So I think it really gives them incentives to stay on the Missouri side of the state line. If it doesn't pass, I mean, I think the governor will probably call a special session, try to get folks lined up and get this thing across the finish line before that June 30th deadline. Because, I mean, we know that there's going to have to be something with these stadiums concrete in the next few weeks, because the June 30th deadline from Kansas is quickly approaching. Obviously, we've got a 6 p.m. deadline here in Jeff City for this session. But, I mean, and time is ticking. 2031 is not that far away. It might seem like it's a long way off, but, I mean, if you're building a huge multi-million to billion-dollar stadium project, you want shovels in the ground, I mean, essentially, in the next few years.
I know one thing. Nobody wants to randomly get called into work in the summer. I mean, that'd be motivating factor enough for me to try to get this thing done in May and not have to come back to work in June.
Well, I mean, that's certainly part of it, you know. So the governor hasn't said he'll for sure do that, but it's something that he has floated, and there is certainly some, at least from the House side, they certainly could be some support for that. So, yeah, I mean, that's certainly weighing on senators' minds as well, probably, as they try to figure out exactly what they're going to do with this thing.
What is happening on the Kansas side? Because it feels like Kansas kind of made their offer out there and they've just kind of sat back. I haven't heard a lot of rumblings coming from that side. Haven't heard a lot of news that's come out from this side. A lot of it has been Missouri and their inability to kind of get on the same page and push something through. What's happening on the other side? Because the last time we really got news about Kansas, it was about, well, the Royals want to go here. No, 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 we're not going to go there. But we haven't really heard anything concrete from that side in quite some time.
Yeah, so Kansas, there have been negotiations happening, and it's been mostly in the lieutenant governor's office. Lieutenant Governor David Tolan is also the head of the Commerce department there. So he has been leading those negotiations on the Kansas side, which are happening. So, you know, I think they're playing it a lot closer to the vest because they already have what they need from the legislature. You know, that what they passed last year, that gave the administration in Kansas essentially all the tools that they wanted to go out and try to get these teams. So, I mean, all of those negotiations are happening behind closed door. There doesn't have to be another vote over in Kansas, you know, unless something is decided, then there would have to be a vote at the local level over there. But, you know, you're not quite to that point yet. So, I mean, there are negotiations happening. We know that they're happening. We know they're behind closed doors, but they are keeping it much closer to the vest over there.
If you had to look into your crystal ball, what do you think happens next? I only ask that question because from what it seems like, and just based on how things have played out for the last year, I don't know how we can assume that the state of Missouri is going to be on the same page here in the next couple of days and push forward on one accord. So I am assuming that this is going to fail. And I would say if this fails, the threat of them moving to Kansas, if people would consider that a threat, continues to get bigger and bigger. What do you think the next 30 days, 60 days look like if this fails in the Missouri House?
Well, if it fails here in Jefferson City, I think the first question is there going to be a special session? Because if there is going to be a special session, then that gives this thing new life. You know, if it fails and the votes clearly are not there and it wouldn't even pass in a special session and the governor doesn't call a special session, I think that's a different conversation. You know, the Kansas a proposal has been out there for a while now. So, I mean, I think that looks obviously a lot more attractive to the teams. I think I told you this before. It's tough to read the tea leaves on this one because things change rapidly. They change quickly in both Kansas and Missouri. And, you know, it's really a tough call right now because the teams do have options. But what options are most attractive to them, that's what's being discussed right now in their front offices.
Matt, what do you put on your hot dog?
My hot dog?
Yeah.
Ketchup, mustard, relish.
Bye, Matt. I mean, I was looking forward to it. I would have gave you a good send-off. You put put ketchup and relish on there. I can't talk to you anymore today, Matt. We'll happily try this again in a couple of weeks, but
what's
I can't do it anymore.
Right
Thank
answer?
You.
What's the right answer?
Mustard. You actually don't need anything else. Mustard's enough.
That's it, just mustard. You know what? I would eat a hot dog with just mustard. But if I got everything, I'll put it all on there.
That is Matt Evans of Channel 9 News joining us on the show. Great stuff, Matt. I appreciate you.
All right, man. Thanks.
Absolutely. That is Matt Evans joining us on the show today. I'm happy he salvaged it there at the end. I was about to hang up on him. I'll hang up on anybody. I was about to hang up on him. He's about to be out of here. Gone. Couldn't do it anymore. Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll be joined by the mayor of Kansas City. The week one schedule is out in the NFL. I'll tell you the game I'm most looking forward to. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Your home for the best food takes in KC.
Regular old American nachos. You know, I don't need jalapenos with mine. Just chips, cheese.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5 The Fan.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
All right, coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll be joined by the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quentin Lucas. We'll talk to him about what is going on in Missouri government right now. So the Missouri House passed a bill that would help pay for the Royal Stadium and a renovated Arrowhead Stadium. Well, it's passed the Senate, it passed the House. It might not pass the Missouri Senate. So we will get his opinion on that. We'll get the mayor of Kansas City's thoughts on that coming up in just a bit. You know what I want to do? Let's take a quick look at week one of the NFL schedule. So I'm really excited to tell you guys, we are going to continue what we did last year. If you missed it, we are going to have a guest on tomorrow for every team that the Chiefs play. So we're going to have an Eagles guest, a Lions guest, a Broncos guest. We are going to go through the schedule and we're going to learn more about every team that is on the Chiefs schedule. But we don't know the entire schedule yet, but we got a really good idea. But before we catch up with the mayor of Kansas City, I want to take a quick look at week one of the NFL season. Rob, hit the music. These are the four nationally televised games for week one. To kick off the season, it's the Cowboys at the Eagles. The Friday game is the Chiefs at the Chargers. Sunday night football, Ravens and Bills. Monday night football, it is Vikings at Bears. One thing that has stood out to me with the NFL schedule, the NFL is counting on the Bears being good this year. They are fully invested in the Bears being good this year. They've got Caleb Williams. They got Ben Johnson. They certainly have an offense that you would think would score a lot of points. It feels very similar to what they did for the Jets a couple of years ago, where the NFL was very invested in Aaron Rodgers and the Jets working out, and we all know that wasn't the case. With those being the four premier games in week one of the NFL season, the nationally televised games, what's your favorite out of those four?
I also tell you that based on the international schedule and week one, they're also betting on the Vikings being good again, too.
Sure.
Like that's part of the equation. Man, I'm going to take the escape hatch, lazy answer, and I'm going to take Bills and Ravens. It just feels like Every year in week one, the NFL tries to give us the Super Bowl champion, but they usually take care of business on Thursday night, and the Cowboys are not good enough, I think, especially the first-year coach, to beat the Eagles. Chiefs and Chargers has some interest, but I think a lot of that is, you know, local. I don't know there's a lot of national interest for that game, especially with it in Brazil now. I think the sizzle's a little bit gone with that one. And Bears-Vikings, a lot of hope in two teams taking the step forward. So I'm going to take the safe answer. Two teams we think will be good. A quarterback that could have won MVP last year versus the quarterback that did win MVP last year. I'm going to say Ravens and Bills is the best week one matchup that we see in the national primetime slate.
I think all four of these games are very intriguing for very different reasons. The Cowboys get back Dak Prescott. They added George Pickens. The Eagles won the Super Bowl last year. Can they continue what they've got going on? I do wonder if the game being in Brazil and the conditions of the field just make the Chiefs and the Chargers game more random than it usually is. The Chiefs and the Chargers games are pretty close most of the time. They're fairly competitive. Now, the Chargers usually do something at the end that they usually lose, but the games are always very close in the fourth quarter and usually come down to a handful of plays. Now that you have taken it out of the States and now you have put it on the worst playing surface that you possibly could have, what does that mean? You're right, Ravens and Bills, two of the five best teams in the National Football League, and I think both of those teams in the NFC North have major question marks. The Vikings last year, I think, exceeded everybody's expectation. There is only one place to go if you're Minnesota. It's down. You can't win too many more games than they did last year, and we're all curious to see what J.J. McCarthy looks like in that offense after they made the decision to get rid of Sam Darnold, and we just talked about the Bears and the expectation that they're going to be good. I'm going to agree with you. I think the obvious answer is Ravens and Bills, but I will say, man, that Monday Night Football game and seeing those two young quarterbacks, it does really intrigue me. The early window for week one, Giants and Commanders, Bucks at Falcons, Panthers at Jaguars, Dolphins at Colts, Raiders at Patriots, Steelers at Jets, Bengals at Browns, Cardinals at Saints. Those are the games that we have in the early window. I certainly hope that Scott Hansen is there. We don't know if our king is going to be available for week one when Red Zone gets here. What game do you have circled in the early window? What game do you like most?
I mean this in the nicest way possible. If you are a person in Kansas City and you have one of those games circled, you're a certified sicko. Circled? Like, you're locked in for Saints and Cardinals or Saints and Colts?
Here you go hating.
That is not a great slate. I guess the most interesting is Bengals and Browns because the Bengals had all the offseason drama. Are they going to be a Super Bowl contender now that they're healthy with Joe Burrow and everyone seems, you know, happy on the offense, and the Browns are, who knows, going to be the quarterback situation. So there's intrigue there. But if you're looking at a week one schedule in the NFL and you live in Olathe or Belton and you have a highlighter out and you have one of those as must watch TV, you just love the NFL more than me because nothing on that slate jumped out as, oh, can't miss it energy.
Yeah, I only care about the early window because of Red Zone. I want to see as many games you can jam pack into the Red Zone time so I can get a really exciting witching hour. If I had to pick one of these games that I'm really intrigued by, you know what? I'm going to go Buccaneers at Falcons. I'm going to go Bucks at Falcons. I think it's a pretty interesting game. Buccaneers have kind of controlled that division the last couple of years. We always assume the Falcons are going to be a little bit better than they should be. Is Michael Penix ready to take that step in year two now that it's his job, now that he's the starting quarterback for them? You know what? The early game, I'm going to have the Red Zone on the main TV, but I'm going to have Bucks and Falcons, and I'm going to be keeping an eye on it. The late window in week one, Niners at Seahawks, Titans at Broncos, Lions, Packers, Texans at Rams. A pretty decent late window.
That's much more watchable.
All four of these games are interesting. Cam Ward, the number one overall pick, going on the road against the Denver Broncos. Niners and Seahawks, two teams in the same division, fighting to see who the best team in that division is. Can the Niners bounce back? Lions and Packers, obviously very important game in that division. The Lions are the favorite going into the NFC North, but I can't tell you who's going to win it. I could make a case for all four teams in that division coming away with the division title. And then you got Texans and Rams, two playoff teams from last year. Now, let's see how the Rams handle this year's post or offseason. We know they like to basically not try in the month of August, and sometimes they get off to slow starts. I'm going to go Lions-Packers. That's a fun one. In Lambeau, weather's going to be great. Two good quarterbacks, should be a high scoring 34-27. I'm going to go Lions-Packers in that late window. Looking forward to it.
Lions-Packers is the answer. I'll tell you this. Chiefs fans are not going to hear this, but I think Cam Ward versus the Broncos is a terrible matchup for a rookie quarterback in his first start on the road against that defense. You're going to hear chatter on Tuesday after week one about the Broncos being a massive threat to the Chiefs. They're going to humiliate Cam Ward. I don't know Cam Ward is ready for that game week one. That's a rough start, and you're going to hear a lot of buzz about, uh-oh, here come the Broncos. But the answer is Lions-Packers, because what are the Packers? The only conversation we had about the Packers this entire offseason was their, you know, push to kill the tush push. Outside of that, have they done anything to get better? It feels like everyone in that division did get better. Could we be living in a world where the Packers are the odd man out of the playoffs in the NFC North? That's not outside the realm of possibility. That game is fascinating to me.
We just got a text from the mayor's handler that he is going to be on the show at 3:15. He is in a meeting. The meeting is running a little bit late, so I was anticipating that he was going to be on the show at 3 o'clock. I certainly don't have any control over the mayor's schedule, but I was told that he will be on the show coming up at 3:15. We'll make it in the meantime. Coming up at the top of the hour, let's talk about the Chiefs. There was a very interesting point that was made about the Chiefs offense that honestly, I hadn't thought about it until I read it. I'll tell you what it is. Keep it right here, Sir Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices, you'll look good, and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.